What's going on, y'all, and welcome back to Double M Live. We are here recording episode 112, brought to you by Bet Online AG. Mike Nice, we're back.
112, huh?
Episode 112, man.
Peaches and cream.
Oh, you got one. You got one.
We've been waiting for him for a while.
You got one. That might have gone, you know, we got some young followers. That might have gone over their head.
What other song they got?
What else? Let me see if I have any other 112 songs.
Need some 112.
Any other 112 songs on my phone.
Baby, tell me what you want to do.
Cupid. They got Cupid, Only You, and Peaches and Cream. Those are the three songs I have.
All over you. All right, let me not sing. Let me not give off all the vocals.
Hashtag let Mike sing.
Let me not give off all the vocals tonight. I got to save them for when the time is right.
When's the time right? When you be singing?
I'm a big karaoke fan.
Oh, boy.
Catch me at karaoke. I kill all the tunes.
Double M live karaoke?
We got to do it. Pull up with your best, ready to go, locked and loaded. You ain't gonna top me, cause I'm a karaoke master. I've won awards.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke song is "Never Too Much" by Luther Vandross.
Not surprised
I'll
by that.
I'll kill that song whenever, wherever. Karaoke, it's a rap. Don't test me.
You know if somebody got a go-to karaoke song. They've really done karaoke.
I've won awards and medals.
Oh, look.
Okay.
I remember Mike went on vacation once. He went on like a cruise ship. And obviously, I'm just going to see what my boy's doing on Snapchat, Instagram. And every night he's at this spot.
Oh, boy.
With his brother.
Oh, yeah.
Doing karaoke to the point that they legit had fans.
Ooh.
People were, oh, my God. And bro, they were singing the same song. But every night, this dude was out doing karaoke. It was hilarious.
We killed it. We went one time, my brother and I, my younger cousin, we killed it. And then walking around the cruise ship, people, you guys coming back to karaoke tonight? You coming back? So we went back every night. We killed it. Yeah, people dancing to us. Not like people doing nothing crazy, but they gave us some freaking, some fake aluminum foil award. Like, you guys are so good. Here's this for you guys, because you just did an amazing job. But I love karaoke. Karaoke is a good time, especially as you get older. You gotta find some fun things to do.
Yeah,
can't do the things you used to do.
Can't move the same.
Karaoke, nice, calm, still a fun time, but 112, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was a good one. I'm looking forward to see what you do for the next episode.
We'll see. Y'all know. But
this is Double M Live, man. Last episode, we had our Patriots preview show in, you know. If you listen to that episode and you watch this past game, you kind of seen that things are going to be kind of shaky for the New England Patriots here. But we're not going to talk about the Patriots tonight. We got a fun episode. You know, the Emmys, as we are recording today on the 13th. The 13th. The Emmys was yesterday. You know, I saw all the big award shows, you know, TV. I think it's, is it movies as well as just TVs? Emmys. I don't watch award shows. But I think it was just TV shows in different categories and such. So we're going to do our own. If you watch Double M for a long time, you guys know what our staple is. It's the stars and sorries. Mike Nice, what's a star?
If you are a Double M star, you might had a great performance, done something really well, something that got the people talking in a great way, something that really shines a spotlight on you for who you are and what you have done or what you're doing. And when you provide something like that, we on Double M here give you a Double M star.
You want a star. It's bigger than the Emmys. It's bigger than the ESPYs, the Oscars, Grammys. You want a Double M star. I'm telling you, it really propels people's careers.
Oh, yeah. You get a Double M star. Listen, you're to the moon.
You're to the moon. But what's a sorry?
If you are sorry, maybe someone stepped on your brand new sneakers and scuffed them up a little bit. Maybe you got on a fresh white tee.
Yeah.
Eating some tomato soup.
Dummy.
And you spill some soup on your white shirt.
Well, you asked for it.
A couple of those type of things happen. Your shoes scuffed up. Your white tee's messed up. You know what we tell you here on Double M?
Sorry.
So, you don't want to be a sorry.
So, we got a lot of that coming up. Different categories. Double M stars and sorries. But before we get into any of, you know, that things, you know, unfortunately, there was a tragedy that the hip-hop community suffered yesterday as we are recording on September 13th. Hip-hop artist PNB Rock passed away, was killed, murdered in Los Angeles at Roscoe's, you know, very famous spot to eat out there. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, killed in front of his girlfriend off of a robbery. And I just wanted to take some time to hear your thoughts, Mike, as well. But I want to take some time to just talk about this situation, because it's just sad. I'm saddened. I'm pissed off. Like, this bear with me.
No worries. Take your time, bro.
Because it's hard to just formulate words. I even got on my phone and tried to write some notes down and stuff. But I feel like every couple months, this is just what we're hearing. I think about my little brother who's in high school, and all the students that I teach in high school. How many rappers and artists have they heard now that they've listened to have died or have been shot and killed? It's becoming a reoccurring thing. Constantly, PNB Rock's not an artist who I listen to, who frequently plays on my tune. But I know who he is, and I know that people really really loved his music. And he was just on. It's crazy because you guys probably have seen it. The interview that's surfacing around right now. He was on DJ Academics podcast, and he was just talking about how, and this man wanted to live, bro. Like, he left Philly. To move to LA because he knew the lifestyle in Philly wasn't made for him. He wanted to be somewhere else, work on his career in LA, where a lot of people do. And for him to have gone killed at a chicken and waffle spot just because someone wanted his jewelry is pathetic. It's disgusting. We're starting to lose rappers more and more that can never even reach the age of 50, not due to natural causes, not due to old age, but due to gun violence. And Mike, we just had an episode not too long ago when we talked about this, or we talked about, you know, the gun violence in this country and how accessible it is and how easy it is for anyone to just come and get a gun. And, you know, kids anywhere can just be like, could get a gun in 5 minutes. And to just lose your life in that fashion, I don't know what to say, because gun violence in America is so complex. We're the only nation where there's more guns than people. We're the only nation that has that. There's more guns than people. And anyone at any time, when they hold a gun, they're a coward. They're cowards. But when they hold a gun, they have all the power in the world, right? They feel like they can do anything. So anytime they push back, they'll shoot because they have that power. And, you know, they always use this, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Well, I guarantee you, the dude that killed PNB Rock was not going to go up there and stab him to death. He wasn't going to fight him. 9 times out of 10, when someone's aiming to kill someone, their mind is not on knives and fists. It's the gun that empowers people. Cowards. Cowards. It's so sad that a man who's a father, a son, someone's lover, life was taken away for no reason. And we're getting to the point now, you turn on the radio, half the artists you're listening to are deceased. You go to the clubs, you hear music from Pop Smoke, another person who died off of a robbery in L.A. Like you're just listening to a lot of deceased rappers out there right now. At least one third of rappers you're listening to are dead. That is wild. And because of what? Because of what? This is the shit that needs to be spoken about more. And it's frustrating because I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say or how to change this issue. I mean, we talked about it before when we had this when we had the episode on gun violence. And it's like, I don't know what to do. But we have to talk about it. It has to be spoken about in our community. Like, this is, and speaking of black people and black men, this is our issue as well. Yes, I know the black men didn't create the gun, but we utilize it. This is our issue as well. And if, as long as we do not treat it as this is our issue, nothing's going to come about this. We need to start talking about this. We really need to start focusing on how this can change, bro. I'm tired of waking up every day and seeing another rapper is gone. Another black man is gone off of this. It's just crazy, bro. It's really, really crazy. It's really frustrating, man. Really frustrating. I'm sad to see this for us. That's really all I really have to say about the situation. And rest in peace, PNB Rock. Condolences to his family, supporters, friends. I don't know, man. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. You know, like you said, rest in peace to that young man. I heard his name, wasn't really familiar with his music, but no one should go out that way ever. You were talking about this situation, a man at a restaurant eating with his girlfriend, I believe, enjoying an afternoon eating food, and your life gets snatched away from you like that. And before I even get into the whole everything you talked about rappers and been losing lives, back to the gun violence and just the gun laws and whatnot. And like you said, we've had an episode about this. And since even that episode, you can probably go through the news and see how many other different type of situations happened with guns in this country and them being utilized to just snatch lives at a wild rate. I believe it was the last week or a couple weeks ago, I saw a couple people posted. Some young gentleman, I forgot where it was on Facebook Live, just cruising the streets with a gun, rolled the window down on Facebook Live, just driving down the street, shooting people. Just Facebook Live talking about, I don't know, police coming to get, I don't even know what he was talking about. I didn't watch too much of the video. I watched a little bit of it, but guys just cruising down the street, recording himself, hand out the window, just shooting anybody he feels like. And that's the country we live in. As wild as that sounds, the fact that this is the United States of America, unfortunately, it doesn't sound that crazy that something like that happens. Because this is just what this country, unfortunately, has allowed to be possible. Because they just refuse to, the people in power refuse to change the laws in this country when it comes to guns. Again, I wish I had more information on, you know, the story I'm talking about. People who's watching, listening right now probably know what I'm talking about. But it was something I came across, and just that idea and seeing that video on social media of somebody just cruising the streets, hand out the window, shooting at people as they drive, you know, drive-bys, pretty much random drive-bys was what the young dude was doing. Just unfortunate. But it goes back to just guns in this country. And then to go off, continue what you were saying. Yeah, it's really wild that if you listen to the radio, if you go out to an event and, you know, obviously places that are playing hip hop and rap, a lot of the dudes you'll hear are no longer with us. And a lot of those guys lost their lives in similar fashion. You know, I know there's a lot of names that I'm not thinking of that, because, you know, I'm not familiar with them and their music and whatnot, but I know there's a lot of names. Obviously, like you said, Pop Smoke lost his name in a similar fashion to PNB Rock. Was that rapper that Triple X Tenacious? Whatever. I know he lost his life in a similar fashion. Nipsey wasn't a robbery, but gun violence again. The list goes on, unfortunately. Unfortunately, the list goes on of, like you said, these young black men who don't reach a age in life where they got to start thinking about, okay, I'm at an old age, like I've reached this level of success, I've lived a long life. Like, they don't even reach that. A lot of these men got children who won't even really get to know and experience a life with their dad, because mm-hmm. they got snatched away from them at such a young age. Nipsey had young kids. I know PNB, I believe he has young kids. It's tragic. It's tragic that it continues to happen. And obviously it's happening in a genre of music that is full with a lot of black men. I don't hear about rock stars, you know, losing their lives in this fashion. I don't hear about country singers losing their lives in this fashion. I don't hear about opera singers. Like, it's happening in this genre of music, and it's happening to a lot of young black men.
What makes this tragic for everyone, makes this so sad, is we know it's a problem, and we also know that nothing's going to change. So we also know that PNB Rock will not be the last artist,
unfortunately,
who gets killed.
Unfortunately.
We know that. Like, we all saw PNB Rock get killed, and we know down the line it's going to be someone else. It's going to be another artist that we love, that who's making music, that's going to get killed or is going to get shot or something like that. It just happens down the line. And that's what makes this so sad.
And we don't have the answers. Like, as much as we want to sit here and say, oh, this is the solution, we don't know. I don't know. Like Mar said, I don't know what to do. But with this platform, you know, all we could try to do is speak on the fact that, because in a lot of these situations, unfortunately, it's black men killing other black men. And we have to start valuing each other's lives. These situations we're talking about, robbery over jewelry. You want to kill somebody, you rob them, take their jewelry, you take their life. Even that football player for the Redskins. The running back. Nah, the running back recently.
Oh, Brian Robinson.
Similar, I think he was attempted robbery. He got for shot.
Carjack.
Same kind of situation. And it just don't make no sense. Obviously, the robbery in itself is wrong, trying to rob somebody. And then the taking, it's a lot. It's very tragic and unfortunate that it keeps happening. Like you said, we sitting here acknowledging the fact that PNB's life got taken in this manner. And we're sitting here thinking, unfortunately, who's next? What's next? And that's awful that we are programmed to just sit here and say, damn, there go another one. Who's going to be next? We wish we had the answers to stop this. We wish we could bring an end to it, but
gun culture is so weak, bro. Like,
it's so easy for people to just go that route, unfortunately.
It's so weak-minded. It shouldn't be glorified. Like, taking someone's life is just, it's just disgusting, man. It really is. It really is disgusting. And You know, we're the ones who are really suffering from it. That's why it's really important that this conversation continues, man. I'm really calling out to black men, especially, like, we need to start talking about this. It can't be that we accept that another rapper gets shot and killed and we just move on. Like, we can't accept that, bro. We are so programmed to accept these things, and it's nuts. It's nuts. It's not okay to be able to be programmed to accept that we just get shot and killed because this is the lifestyle. Well, that's the lifestyle, shot and killed.
And it looks so bad because then you got, you know, people now, well, that's just another rapper dead.
Oh, yeah. That's what people...
It's just a rapper.
They don't know who he is. It's another rapper.
That's what it is. This rapper got killed. You know, that's the lifestyle.
He's probably gang-affiliated.
Right? He's with something. He's a rapper. That's just what it is. Rappers get shot and killed all the time. That's just what it is. And that should not be the stigma.
Wild.
That should not be what it is. Then you got, you know, the people who come on and say, well, you know, the music that they make and rappers, they glorify this and hype it, this lifestyle up. Man, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I hear it, but I don't want to hear it, because at the end of the day, that don't mean people's lives should be taken left and right. I mean, I hear that conversation. People will easily have that conversation. Oh, the lyrics, this is what the lifestyle, they glorify and whatnot. Man, that does not mean people's lives need to be taken away. Now, could you obviously say, well, the rapper shouldn't glorify killing and shooting and guns? Yes, we could dive into that conversation too. But at the end of the day, like you said, a father, a brother, a son lost their lives yesterday. And it seems to be a reoccurring situation, unfortunately, with black men in the hip-hop community at a very young age. PNB Rock was 30 years old. Young.
A dude that, if he lived in Boston, we would have went to school with. He would have been in our grade or a year under or a year old.
Right around us. And life gone just like that. And obviously, we don't have no details of the situation or story, but from all accounts, guy was sitting at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, eating a meal with his girl. And someone wanted to come snatch that all away. So.
It's unfortunate, man. It's a heavy thing that, unfortunately, we're conditioned. We're like, I brought this conversation up before. We are the only people, when I say we, I'm talking about black people. We're the only people where when we get shot, whether it's by police or anything like that, shot, killed, our videos get trended and get put on the spot, posted on Twitter. And like, we're programmed to go on Twitter, go online, and you could see that PNB got shot, laid out on the floor. That doesn't happen for anyone else. But when it's a black man getting shot and killed, that thing goes viral. There's no blurs. There's no censorship. It's, hey, another thing that a kid who's 13, 14, 12 years old, black kid, can go on the internet and just see a future himself that's being killed, shot, bloody. We're the only people that happens to, bro.
I definitely saw that PNB Rock video. I definitely saw Nipsey getting rolled on
we're
a gurney
the only
into a,
ones, bro.
Into a
that's
ambulance.
That's traumatizing, like, dude. That is so traumatizing that every day we get to see ourselves getting killed. And that video gets put out everywhere. And we're just programmed to just let that happen. We're programmed to just, all right, well, that's just how it is. I've never seen that for anyone else. That's all I have to say for that. When we come back from the words from our messages, we have the double M stars and sorries. This episode of Double M is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports contests and even with first-to-market odds and lines.
Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf.
BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information from live in-game betting, props, and futures.
Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
BetOnline, where the game starts. And we're back, Double M Live, episode 112. We're about to enter the Stars and Sorry section, our little war show here. Mike Nice, we are both fans of the Marvel Universe. The MCU is shaping up to be another crazy, crazy segment. You know, now we know that, you know, Kang's involved. Now that we know that there's going to be a Secret Wars. They just dropped the Secret Invasions trailer with Nick Fury, which looks like it's going to be crazy. But there's been some up and downs in this phase.
Yeah, 2022 has brought us a lot of ups and downs. You know, we're going to obviously talk about Marvel, but a lot of different other things happening in 2022. But definitely with Marvel, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride. You know, obviously, if you think of previous years, and you know, we've had this conversation numerous times, it just seemed that everything was so bang, 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 yeah. connected, Infinity War, Endgame. Like, it just seemed like everything just connected piece by piece, all came together. Then they dropped Infinity War and Endgame. Since those movies have happened, you know, it's been very slow for Marvel trying to piece things together. They dropped this show and that movie, and things didn't really piece together the way phase one and two and was it phase one, two, three?
One through three, yep.
Things didn't really piece together the way one through three, you know, came out. But it seems like things are slowly coming together. But while we talk about, you know, different music, movies, entertainment, media, sports in 2022, let's kick it off with our Stars and Sorries for Marvel movies, because they're making all the money right now, if we're being honest. All the movies coming out, don't matter. Marvel right now got the TV show streaming service and movie game on lock. That's not to say there's not great TV shows and movies out there, but everybody know about Marvel right now. So, what do you have as a star in terms of Marvel movies?
As of the terms of the recent Marvel movies for a star, I got one I think that everyone enjoyed, especially for nostalgic values. Spider-Man No Way Home is my star for Marvel. You know, the rumors were there. Will Tobey Maguire be there? Will, why am I blanking on the second Spider-Man's name? Andrew Garfield. Will he be in the movie? Stole the show, by the way. But I think it hit all the nostalgic feels of it. The plot, like, after you watch it the second time, like we talked about it, the plot kind of stupid. The plot kind of stupid for Spider-Man No Way Home. A lot of things could have been avoided. But as a movie theater experience, a movie theater watch, going there, seeing all the other Spider-Mans fighting together, getting to know one another, I thought that was A1. That was really awesome. An enjoyable experience. So I gotta give Spider-Man No Way Home a double M star.
Okay. I hear that for sure. And that was an easy choice I think anybody could have made, because it was such a great movie. Well, it was a good movie knowing that they had three Spider-Mans come together. The plot, like you said, was But the fact that they had the three Spider-Mans, Tobey Maguire is my favorite Spider-Man. But the fact that they had all three of them in the film was great to see. But I think another solid movie that came out for Marvel that should get a double M star is Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I really was a fan of that movie. I didn't watch the first Doctor Strange standalone movie. Why you shaking your head over there? Was it good? You didn't like it? Or you shake your head at me because I didn't watch it? Okay, I'm so sorry. I didn't watch the first Doctor Strange movie, but, you know, I still follow Doctor Strange and the other movies that he popped up into. But when this one came out, you know, the preview and whatnot, I said, I definitely got to check this one out. And I think they did a hell of a job with the Multiverse of Madness. I love how they incorporated WandaVision. I love how they, a lot of spoilers here, they incorporated WandaVision.
Wait, spoiler for everything that's about to be talked about.
But a couple spoilers. I like how they tried to incorporate, they hinted at the X-Men in the movie with, what's his name, Professor X. They had the dude, Mr. Fantastic. Yep. A couple other heroes that I'm not too familiar with, but they tried to incorporate a couple different little things. But I really love the story with WandaVision and her, and just they had a couple of dark scenes in that movie it was a little like horror-ish.
Very scary.
A little scary. I know you was a little.
Nah, bro, I was fine. I was fine. Why would you do that?
They had a couple of scenes in there that was definitely horror-ish.
What's wrong with this guy?
For those watching, if you know, you know. But I thought that movie was pretty damn good. Obviously, Spider-Man gets the top spot in terms of Marvel movies in 2022. But I think that Doctor Strange movie was solid. So that gets a double M star.
See, the thing about the Doctor Strange, I didn't like what they did with Wanda's character.
Really? Nah, I thought it was interesting.
I didn't like what they did with Wanda's character. Like, they just made her psychotic and hungry for it. Just didn't. I didn't like where they changed her character at.
I don't think it was that far off from what she was trying to do in WandaVision.
Yeah, in WandaVision, what she was doing, it makes more sense. They made her super crazy in the Doctor Strange. So personally for me, I didn't enjoy what they did with the character of Wanda. I like the whole horror thing. I think it had one of the best fighting scenes I've seen in Marvel with the music instruments. Like, I forget who it was. Doctor Strange was using music instruments to fight off someone. I don't remember. It was super dope. I thought that was really, visually was really cool to see. So it wasn't one of the worst Marvel movies for sure.
I liked it. I give it a star for sure. But in terms of sorry, Marvel movie, I don't know if we have the same one, but I'll get mine out the way.
All right.
I thought that Thor Love and Thunder movie was trash.
I thought
I wasted my money going to the movie theaters
Come
to watch
on,
that.
Come on, bro. Trash?
Kind of similar. I didn't watch the first Thor. I didn't watch the second Thor.
Mike just watched.
I did watch Ragnarok. I watched Ragnarok. And Ragnarok
Dude,
was
Mike
good.
Just watched sequels.
Nah. I watched Ragnarok.
Yeah. Home Alone 2, not Home Alone.
Home Alone, hey, bro. The Home Alone movies are great. But I watched Ragnarok. So I was like, all right, you know. And then he was in, obviously, all the team-up movies and whatnot. So I said, I'm going to give this next door a shot. And, you know, Love and Thunder, it wasn't nothing super special to me. Story was okay.
It's a nice story, Mike.
A little love story. Like, yeah, go watch it with your girl in the movie theater. You know, it was nothing special to me. Nice little ending. Again, spoiler with the little girl losing her pops. Like, I don't know. If I could have waited to Disney Plus, I mean, you got to pay money for Disney Plus too. If you got that other stuff, you can watch it for free.
Brother, hey, bro. We don't promote none of that. None of that illegal streaming.
All I'm saying is, I should have waited to watch that movie for free. $3.99. Instead of going to that movie theater, spending money on popcorn and slush or whatever else I bought to sit down and watch that movie.
I get the disappointment in Love and Thunder. I think people thought Love and Thunder was really going to be, because once again, Phase 4, we're waiting for like what's going
to
happen.
That's also a problem. It didn't lead to anything.
So people went into Love and Thunder like, oh shit, like we're about to really see something.
Yeah.
And it didn't. I thought Christian Bale was awesome in that movie as the villain. I like that, you know, the ending as you mentioned. It's a good standalone Thor movie, and if it's the last time we see Thor, it was a nice send-off for Thor as well. Mike not feeling it.
The only thing I liked about that movie is they teased something with Hercules.
Yes.
I'm curious to see what they do with Hercules.
Which means that Thor won't have a send-off, because once they show that, I'm like, oh, okay, they're bringing Hercules in?
I'm curious to see what they do with Hercules, but...
Hercules is another anti-hero, for those who don't know. All right,
my, but I give Thor Love and Thunder a sorry. That's just
me. You want to hear a sorry? The Eternals sucked.
You know,
The Eternals sucked.
Okay, so what the Eternals? I didn't know what to expect going into the movie. I thought the ending was somewhat interesting.
I did not enjoy Eternals at all.
You're not the first person.
I had high hopes for the Eternals, and I'm just watching it. Like, and then they got Angelina Jolie in the movie. You're like, oh, word! They got a big time actress. She said three words in the whole movie. They made her sick or whatever, and just took her out. I didn't enjoy the movie. I thought the movie was chips. A lot going on. You got my man from ATL in there. I thought he was. It's just listen, man. Paperboy. They had Paperboy in the movie, so I was excited to see him. Paperboy delivering different type of papers in that movie, but
got Wes here saying he thought Eternals was straight. I think the only good part about Eternals was the mid-credit scene where they teased Blade.
Yeah, that was cool.
They teased Blade. That got me really hyped because obviously,
anytime you gotta talk about a movie and you the best thing you're talking about is their credit scenes, bro.
Hey, I'm seeing Wes and Dirk in here right now. They thought it was all right. I thought it was okay. Again, Trash. Me personally, I don't know the backstory behind Eternals like that, but I did think it was a solid movie from me stepping in there being somebody who didn't have any real background information. I thought it was okay. Thought the beginning was slow, like whatever.
But was not impressed.
I think it came along pretty solid. But
on this show, since I don't like the Eternals, we're going to give that a big fat old
sorry. Damn.
Let's keep it moving, man. On to the next. You know, during the pandemic, TV was booming.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else you could have done. All you had to do is just binge a lot of TV shows. And then now as we get out of the pandemic and, you know, go back to the real world and all the shows you were waiting on that you watched from pandemic, seems like it's taking forever to come back. It's like, damn, I just been through that. Now I got to wait for this show for a year and this, that. And slowly, maturely in 2022, some of those shows start to come back. People probably had new shows that they wanted to watch and such. But let's get some stars and sorries on TV shows that dropped this past year, whatnot, before we enter to the fourth quarter. Mike Nice, what's something you watched this year? What streaming show that you think, wow, that's a star?
There's a lot. There's definitely a couple. And while I could go
spoiler alert, on a tangent
of different things, I definitely thought season 4 of Stranger Things was amazing.
Yes.
Season 4 of Stranger Things was solid. That's a good one.
Damn, I didn't even think of that one.
Season 4 of Stranger Things really, and that show has always been good. I don't think they missed in season 1, season 2, season 3, but season 4, they came out once again swinging. Vecna, my man Eddie Munson, just the whole...
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace to Munson. Just the whole story and how they tied it all in with the clocks and just the tie-in from the first episode to the last, and you have to catch really this. Good. And if you didn't catch this, you wouldn't understand that. And the reason why this person moved that way, because they tied in a lot and made sense as you watched it. The episode was long as hell.
Yeah.
But I think if you sat down and had the time, obviously it was worth watching it from start to finish, every episode. I think season 5 is going to be the final season.
Yep. Last season coming up.
Stranger Things, the producers, the writers, the creators, the Duffy Brothers, they've done a hell of a job with that show. It's going to be sad to see it end, you know. Quick idea, thought I had. I think we had this conversation. Will step into the bad side.
That's your prediction.
Step into the bad side. That's Will.
Will barely played a role in this season. I think that was very purposeful. He's one of the biggest characters on the show, and he was really, you know, he played the background, the third wheeler. This next season, I think Will's gonna sacrifice himself. I think Will dies in season 5, but he's gonna play a huge part. I think even Mike didn't even play a big role in this season as well. So I think, you know, the original cast is gonna have a bigger role. I think Will's going to, you know, it's gonna be sad. They didn't kill off too many people this season. And I think season 5 is going to come with some carnage.
Oh, yeah. People got to go. It's the last season. People got to die, unfortunately.
So, that's a good one. I like that. I forgot about
Stranger Things. Season 4 definitely gets a double M star.
I like that a lot.
What you got?
I got, quick honorable mention. I put Snowfall in there.
Snowfall.
Snowfall was enjoyable this year.
Bodies, 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 bodies.
Yeah, no. That Damon Idris did a great hell of a job. Rest in peace, John Singletary. Of course, I thought they got it back to what Snowfall is about this season. There was one episode with the lion, or was it the tiger?
Yeah,
that was a little weird. I didn't really like all
of
that.
They was running from the.
But other than that, I really enjoyed Snowfall this year. But my star has to go to the show that I don't think a lot of people watch due to the streaming services on. It's on Apple TV. Do I have Apple TV? No, but did I watch it? Yes.
Dude, that other stuff too.
Hey man, listen, I just watched it. The show is called Severance.
Never heard of it.
It's, you watched it, Mello? Mello's watched it. He's giving me the thumbs up. The show's called Severance. It's produced by Ben Stiller. Everyone knows Ben Stiller, the comedian. He's he's directed by Ben Stiller, excuse me. Directed by Ben Stiller. He's going to the director role. Which intrigued me, so got me to watch it. But here is the plot. I'm not going to spoil it because I really want everyone to watch this show. It's probably one of the best shows I've watched this year. You go into, so it's a utopia, dystopia type of world, right? And when you go into work, everything about your home life, everything that happens at home, your outside world of work is completely forgotten. You have no type of, you don't remember anything about home. All you remember is your work life.
When you get to work, that's all
you have. As soon as you walk into work, everything about your home life is gone.
Okay.
All you know about is work. And as soon as you leave work, everything about your work life, you don't remember a damn thing about it. All you remember is your home life. So it's like you have two different personalities because you don't remember what's happening outside. You don't remember what's going on inside. And like what makes this show very intriguing is that there's a lot of corruption that goes on in the work life, and someone was able to get out of it, and he remembers. That's all I'm gonna say. But that show, yep, Wes watched it. He said, "Marv, Severance is wild, very good." I'm telling y'all,
it's like one season. Like, what
it's
is
it? One season so far.
How many episodes?
9 episodes.
Like, all the episodes are out.
All the episodes are out. I mean, I know you can find a way to watch it, so.
Yep. I might dabble in some stuff.
So Wes is giving me the thumbs up. Mel's giving me the thumbs up. I'm telling y'all right now, Severance is a crazy show.
Interesting. That's an interesting concept. I definitely tap into that. But that gets a star for you for sure.
Yeah, definitely a star.
I give you a sorry. And this is an easy sorry. And I was hype about this show because I thought, okay, they got something going after season 1. But then season 2 came out and it was absolutely garbage to me. Freaking Raising Dion, season 2. Oh my.
Raising Dion.
What a waste of my time. What an absolute waste.
Raising Dion is good, bro.
Season 2?
I don't think I watched season 2.
Exactly. Don't waste your time because I wasted mine.
I love the mother of Dion.
Oh yeah, the mother's great. You know, very caring,
Alicia,
nice,
Alicia Wright.
Beautiful lady. You know, but the show sucked. Season, and they had so much promise coming off of season 1. Young kid, superhero, got superpowers. Michael B. Jordan's his pops. Bro. Michael B. Jordan probably saw the ship sinking. He ain't pop up once in that season 2, from what I remember. It was a very bad season. It just wasn't. It was corny. It was corny to me. It was very bad. And I just wasted, I don't remember the episode, 30 minutes, 45 minutes? I don't even know. But each time I finished the episode hoping that that shit would get better.
Nothing.
So Raising Dion, absolutely. And I think even when I was just looking it up, I think they canceled the show.
Yeah, they definitely canceled. That's why I didn't watch season two, because it came out that they were canceled.
They canceled the damn show. And honestly, sorry to all the actors who don't have their job for the upcoming season, but deservingly so. The show sucked.
You're horrible.
And on Double M, I'm gonna give that show a big fat sorry. Raising Dion, wasting my time.
Oh man.
A lot of promise, right down the drain.
I'm gonna stick to Marvel, because I was trying to watch all the Marvel TV shows and catch up and everything. Moon Knight. I watched Moon Knight. You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it. I heard of all these shows that came up for Marvel. I just haven't watched them.
Moon Knight sucks.
What was wrong with it? What was wrong with Moon Knight, bro?
The thing about Moon Knight, every time I watched the episode, I legit just sat there and said, what just happened? Did the plot even move? It was a very complicated show. And sometimes you just don't want a complicated show. You just want to watch and see what's going. I didn't enjoy Moon Knight at all. I had mad questions. I don't like shows where you got to listen to podcasts and read people's theories and all. I just want to know what's going on. And Moon Knight wasn't it for me. It was doing way too much. I think Marvel missed with that one. I think they could have done it. Derek's saying I'm crazy. He enjoyed it, apparently. I did not enjoy Moon Knight.
My only question with Moon Knight is,
ooh, Wes, that's a good
did
one.
It connect to the bigger story?
Yeah, it does. It
okay,
does.
That's all does. I need to know.
It does. Like, I had to watch it, so, because it definitely has connections.
When all else fails, go on Wikipedia.
Wes has a good star, and he's the one who put us onto this show as well. Impeachment on yes. FX with Bill Clinton.
Yes, that was
that was really good.
Good show.
Bill Clinton, show. As he says, was a slick mother.
Yeah.
He was slick.
You heard all the stories kind of growing up slightly. You heard all the stories about, Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky. You heard the stories, but like, that impeachment show got you Monica the background information.
She was obsessed with dude.
Sick lady. Sick lady.
Yo.
Sick and twisted.
She was
Hey, Bill Clinton wasn't right in his own mind. Bill Clinton wasn't a good guy, too.
The scene with the blue dress, I'm not going to bring it up. Just type blue dress, Monica Lewinsky. That right there is disgusting.
Yeah. Bill Clinton was a bad guy for sure, but Monica Lewinsky was sick. And the fact that, you know, she couldn't eventually get it through her head, like, yo, it's the president. Let me just leave him be. That was a problem. And at the same time, Bill Clinton's like, yo, you about to screw your whole life. You're the president. You about to screw everything up. But they both was in the wrong at the end of the day.
Show. That's a good one, Wes. I definitely forgot about that. Wow.
All right, yeah, good one, Wes.
Okay. Let's switch it up a little bit.
Let's get into music.
You pick the next one.
We can get into R&B. I definitely had a sorry. I couldn't come up with R&B and hip hop. I couldn't choose star and sorry for both. So I got one and one for each. Yeah, I know you probably have two and two for each probably. But I definitely give you a sorry for R&B, and this hurts me.
Damn, starting off with the sorry. Got it.
This hurts me because this is my guy. We've had conversations about this guy several times on the show.
You're not really going to give him a sorry. Come on, after man. All the debates we've had, you're going to give him a sorry?
Marv, I'm a man who calls things how it is. A spade's a spade. If it ain't good, it ain't good.
Oh, my God.
Chris Brown in that Breezy album.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry, but it gets a sorry.
I didn't listen to it, so why is it a sorry?
I've been hoping that Chris Brown come out with an R&B album for the longest time, get back to his roots. That's how he started. That's how he came into the game. And I think prior to this Breezy album coming out, he was like, oh, man, I'm going to get back to it. I'm going to get back to R&B. And I'm not going to sit here and say, like, the whole album sucked, but my God. 30 songs? 30 songs, Chris Brown?
Told you, bro.
If you want to do an R&B album, we don't need an album with 30 songs. And even with them 30 songs, it wasn't all R&B. So don't talk about you trying to get back to your roots and this and that with R&B, and you drop a 30 song album and not all the songs are R&B. Like I said, he has some good songs on there, but overall, again, I was looking forward to Chris Brown possibly tapping back into his roots. And for me personally, he didn't fully do that with this album. Chris Brown's still my guy. I still like a lot of the music that he makes. But with this album, I gotta give Chris Brown and that Breezy album a sorry.
30 songs, huh? Usher could never.
So here we go.
Usher could never.
He don't need to. Chris Brown don't need to. But you think he gotta be like everybody else and drop 30 tracks. But I rest my case.
For R&B, sorry, I went a little different route here. I'm giving it to SZA. So SZA hasn't dropped an album.
She ain't happy.
Listen. Let me finish. SZA hasn't dropped an album since 2017. Control, amazing album. 2022, I got a notification. Oh, SZA dropped an album. I said, what the hell? Control Deluxe. 5 years later, we get a Control Deluxe. The two songs weren't even hitting. Obviously, she had a single, I Hate You. I Hate You is great. But SZA, we need an album. We need a real album. See, you see where I was going? Now you turn your head. You see where I was going with it?
My, the tables.
You know, everyone's looking at me crazy. You all can't see, but they're looking at me crazy in the background. I'm going to say, SZA, we need an album, dog. Like, we can't be having these singles here and there. You're making a song with Doja Cat. That's cool. But we need an album. Control was a hit. And that's why I'm frustrated, because Control made her a superstar. And she didn't capitalize off of that momentum. And I'm a big fan of hers, you know, TDE and such. So, but a Control Deluxe album 5 years later? Come on, dog. For that, you get a sorry. Stars. Since you didn't have one, I'll go quickly. This is a recent album that just came out. We're going to stick with the ladies. Ari Lennox, Age, Sex, and Location. I think that album is fire, dog. Fire. Got another thumbs up from Mello. Her voice is different, bro. Ari Lennox is different. Just pure R&B. She has a song with Lucky Day that's really nice. I think that one's really gonna, you know, get people talking. That's an amazing R&B album collectively from start to finish. I think the R&B space needed that. You know, there's been chatter around that R&B is dead, and it's not, they're not far off. R&B's been in a rough place after like a couple years ago where it was really high. So for Ari Lennox to drop an album like this, I think that it's really gonna get people going and motivate some artists, I hope. So Ari Lennox definitely gets a double M star. What do you guys think? Is that good, Arlen? Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Smooth.
Let's get to hip hop. So one star I definitely got to give out, and I definitely had the privilege of being at this man's concert several weeks ago. Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers. We've been waiting for a Kendrick Lamar album for a long time. And when he finally, I think he put something on Instagram or something. I forgot what it was. He might have did something actually a year ago.
He dropped a couple of tracks with Baby Keem, so we knew he was going to be coming.
I think I'm saying he also dropped like just some kind of hint something.
The folders.
On social media. Yeah. And then he came out with that letter talking about this is going to be his last album with TDE. But yeah, when the album finally dropped, I commend Kendrick so much, because with all the different albums that he's dropped, he's just come off different in each one. And being different in each album that he's dropped, he hasn't fell off. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers don't sound nothing like Good Kid, Mad City.
No.
At all. And it's different from To Pimp a Butterfly. It, like, he sounds different on each album, but they're all good. He produces nothing but quality music, and Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is no different. I think it was a hell of an album. A lot of tracks are amazing. He absolutely positively gets a double M star. Hell of an album, Kendrick. I don't know if has he talked about where he's going next, or what is he doing?
Yeah, he has his own company, PG Llama.
excuse me, hopefully it doesn't take long before you drop some more, but yeah, sure. I know you probably...
No more 5 years, please.
Yeah, I know he's riding the wave right now, this current album, because it's great, but hopefully it doesn't take long for him to come out with more music, because the world loves Kendrick. So like I said, Kendrick, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, that gets a double M star.
Yeah, I love that album. I think it's probably one of the most important hip-hop albums that have come out in a long time. Just the boundaries he's pushing and the topics that he's talking about. Really good. So my hip-hop star goes to J.I.D. Jid, the Forever Story album. Jid has been one of my favorite artists for a while now. He's just from Dreamville, one of J. Cole's artists. And his mixtapes have been crazy for him to finally have this album drop. And I think it's probably one in contention for album of the year. His flow is crazy, the way he's mixing things up, his bars. He has a bar where he's like, I'm a rant when I'm talking to Ja, and that's like a triple entendre, and it's nuts. Ja Morant. Jid is a force. I think his album from top to bottom is crazy. If you're a hip-hop head and you want to hear some good raps, definitely listen to Jid's album. Let's get into some sorries.
What you got?
Sorry's definitely Drake. Honestly, never mind. I mean, I think it's a perfect title for the album.
That's the one you say you got like techno stuff on.
Yeah, the EDM and everything. I understand it. It's the wave right now that everything's going on, but it didn't. And I like house music. Like I listen to house music. Drake, whatever that was, I did not enjoy. That was not.
I don't even think I've listened to it. I think you told me it sucked, and that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, Drake. It was so disappointing too, because you come out and it's like, oh my god, Drake's dropping a surprise album. So you're like, word. You listen to the first song, you go, okay, this is different. Let me just skip this and go to the next one. You fast forward another 30 seconds. You're like, oh okay. Wasn't for me, man. It could be for someone else. Wasn't for me. But the crazy thing about Drake is he's so nice that he has one song, Jimmy Crooks with 21 Savage. And that song is a force. That song goes crazy. But everything else, yeah, you could miss me with that. So for that, Drake, and honestly, never mind, give you a sorry.
All right. Let's switch it up here once again. Let's get into NBA teams. Of 2022, who is getting a star from you?
Oh, bro. Come on, bro. You see what I'm wearing. You see what I'm wearing, bro. I know this is a homer pick, but I don't care. The way that Celtics season started off, like, it's going to get forgotten for how it ended.
Yep.
It's going to get, and we're not going to be able to talk about it as much. Because obviously they didn't win the finals. But the way the season started off, the Celtics were unwatchable. Unbearable. You didn't even want to talk to them more. I took months off of watching them. I hated everyone. The coach. Udaka could have went. Jaylen Brown could have went. Tatum could. It was just gross. The way the Celtics played basketball was nasty. And then they really, the energy really shifted. They changed things around once 2022 came. And they got themselves into the finals, and they fought in the road that they went to get to the finals and beating the Nets and the Bucks and the Heat and getting into the Warriors. I think that it was a beautiful story. Unfortunately, we can't have a storybook ending with it, but I think Celtics definitely deserve some praise. And they're gonna be hunted this year. So, but yeah, they get a star from me.
Hate to be the bad guy. And on the flip side of that, I knew one of us was going out of Celtics. But I had to give a star to the Warriors. I think from the jump, from the beginning of the 2021-2022 season.
You do say one of us. It's only two of us, bro. So you knew I was going to pick the Celtics?
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah.
yeah. But for the Warriors, different from the Celtics, they was hot from the jump. And a lot of people were saying, you know, they're nice now. If they could get Klay Thompson back, yeah. It's just going to add more firepower. And it did. Obviously, Klay came back. Was he regular Klay Thompson, what he's been giving that Warriors team for the last several years? you know, he had his spurts, but Curry was on a tear. Draymond was still Draymond, but you had the real emergence of Poole. You know, Wiggins added a lot to the team. Still well coached by Steve Kerr and just the system that they have. Warriors were a team to be feared from the jump. And obviously, you know, they get into the playoffs. You know, they do their thing. They got to the finals. And as much as, you know, being a Celtics fan and I want the Celtics to win the championship, Warriors did exactly what they were supposed to do in that situation. They were a veteran team, knew what it took to win the championship, have guys there that have won three championships, a coach there who's been a part of numerous championships. They did what they were supposed to do and handle business. And they executed and capitalized on all of the Celtics errors that they made. And as much as, you know, we Celtics fans here wanted the Celtics to win, the Warriors did what they're supposed to do from start to finish. I got to give them a star here on Double
A. Yeah, man, definitely deservingly so. Like you said, another thing that's forgotten, like Warriors were hot from the beginning.
From the jump.
Into the year. So I definitely agree with that. Star is for the NBA. I hope we both have the same team.
Come on now. It's the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, we don't got to waste too much time.
Los Angeles Lakers. The big built-up team, Westbrook, yeah. AD, LeBron did absolutely positively nothing.
Yeah, love it. Love to see it. Don't think we got to waste too much time. Lakers, on this show, you get a sorry. One last one. NFL.
This going to surprise you for my star, maybe.
I don't know why I have a star blank, but I'll think of it. Go ahead. Who's your star?
The Buffalo Bills. You know, the AFC East has been run by the Patriots for numerous years now, and that's, I think, beautiful. The Bills have completely taken hold of this division, the AFC East. And I think the way they beat up on the Patriots last season, they really, you know, planted their feet in the ground as, okay, we're the new kings of the AFC East. And not only being the kings of the AFC East, they're now definitely a team to be reckoned with in the AFC as a whole. I think they just missed the Super Bowl. They lost in the AFC Championship game.
They lost to the Bengals. Before.
They lost in the division round?
Remember that crazy game against the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes.
They were up in 13 seconds and left Kansas City.
Yeah. Okay, they lost in the division Chiefs and the Chiefs-Bengals. Okay. But Bills started the new season, you know, putting everybody on notice the way they beat up on the Super Bowl champs. I think Bills are just a team that, in some ways, are built to have success for the next several years. Again,
they got the quarterback, so they're going to run the AFC East for a while.
Allen, Diggs, got a couple of young wide receivers there. The defense is solid, adding Von Miller and whatnot. I think Bills are going to be a problem in the AFC for a couple of years to come now, so I definitely got to give them a double M star.
No, I'm going to piggyback off you because I don't know why I had it blank, but clearly it meant to be for the Bills as well. I think Bills definitely are going to run the AFC East for a while. They got the quarterback. Once you have the quarterback, everything else can be pretty smooth with them. And I love what they did with that. Who did they sign? Jameson Crowder, and having Crowder and McKenzie as two slot receivers, and then having Davis and Diggs on the outside. Crazy. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Tough. That's tough.
So yeah, good team construct here. My sorry doesn't even go to an NFL team. Sorry goes to a player. It's Antonio Brown. I mean, I say this all the time. He's the second most talented football wide receiver I've ever seen. Randy Moss and then AB. And I'm talking about I've seen. That's played in my generation. AB is the second most talented wide receiver I've ever seen. He's a force. And dude's not even like 5'11". He's like 5'9", 5'10". One of the best receivers ever. And just the way his career has just went south to the point that we know he's no longer going to be in the NFL. He's now a meme, you know, put that shirt on. Whatever dance he has going on that all the NFLs are doing. But this is one of the elites. He shouldn't be known as a dancer. He should be known as one of the best wide receivers. He should be having a gold jacket 5 years down the line from now as being one of the best ever. And that's not going to be his story. His story is going to be just another wide receiver diva who had great stats and such. And should he be a Hall of Famer? Absolutely. Will he be?
Nah, I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
If Terrell Owens struggled, right. And Terrell Owens put up stats, but Terrell Owens struggled to make the Hall of Fame. As great as AB was, I don't think his stats are anywhere near those all-time greats at wide receiver, which is going to kill him.
No, they are.
Is he up there in terms? Where's
stats?
He at?
Stats? His stats numbers are crazy.
I know he's broken some records, but like all-time touchdowns, receptions.
Well, not all. His all-time stats aren't
that's
there.
That's what I'm saying.
His seasonal stats.
Oh yeah, no, he has great stats and broken records, but I'm just thinking of like Terrell Owens.
Well, yeah, he didn't have the longevity.
Longevity is going to kill him. All-time stats maybe going. He has one Super Bowl ring under his belt. Two.
He has one.
No, okay, yeah, he wasn't with the Buccaneers when they got that one. But he has one with the Steelers.
He was with the Bucks, so he has two.
So he does have two.
Yeah, he was with the Bucks when Brady won. He's a champion.
Okay, he got one with the Steelers.
And he got a touchdown. The Steelers won.
He wasn't there with Roethlisberger. Nah. That was Roethlisberger when he was young. Nah. So he only has one chip.
He has one chip with AB. I mean, with Tom Brady.
Okay, well, I don't know.
His numbers are Hall of Fame worthy. I just don't think he's going
to
get there.
It remains to be seen. We'll see. The diva aspect's probably going to kill him a lot as well with how he went out. We saw, like I said, how it went down with Owens, but he eventually got in. We'll see what they feel with Antonio Brown. But you give him a...
Oh, yeah. Give him a big fat old sorry.
Me, I got to be real. Again, call it how it is. The Patriots' fall from grace is one that we're in the midst of. Yeah. You know, we watched a lot of dominant years from this team. Dominant years. And it's just, I don't know when's the next time we'll see a dominant Patriots team. Are we far off? Maybe. Maybe not. We don't know.
Far off.
We've had years when we came into the season, we know, okay, yeah, we know what it is. See you in the AFC Championship game. Like, what's up? This year, that ain't happening. Last year, didn't happen. The year before that, didn't happen. And all 3 years have been in the post-Tom Brady era. You know, I was having this conversation with my father and my brother. It's getting tough for Belichick. And don't get me twisted, Belichick is probably most likely the greatest NFL coach of all time. But it's getting slow for him right now where it might be soon time to really say, yeah, Belichick, thanks for all you've done, but...
He's getting there in age.
We got to look...
It's going to happen.
Age and just the fact that his whole philosophy and how he want to do things is just... It's the writing's on the wall soon. Not right now, but maybe soon where they got to craft son or whoever, they got to shift ideologies and thought processes, because these last 3 years have been really slow for the Patriots compared to what they've experienced the last 20 years prior to that. So unfortunately, Patriots, because it's looking like the season's going to end in possibly missing the playoffs or a wild card loss. I don't know, but it's not looking very promising to really go far. But I got to give the Patriots a big fat sorry.
Sorry. You know, can't boot a home team like that.
Hey man, gotta call it what it is.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. It's tough. It's gonna be a long year for the Patriots season. But here we are, man. We gave out our double M stars and sorries of the third quarter, entering the fourth quarter of the year now in 2022. That's where we're at. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, comment, spread the word. Double M is here and we're not going anywhere. That's Mike Nice. It's DJ Mees. This is Double M to the moon.